We have a quorum. It is now 4:59, and we'll start our shade meeting. Ethics Commission case number 2016-1, and the materials are in your binder. Carl, would you get us started, please?
Yeah, I think it would be good, since we're on the record for this, just to go around and note who's here for the shade meeting. And I'll start. Carla Miller, Ethics Director.
Attorney Richard Brown, Ethics Commissioner.
David Ryder, Ethics Commissioner.
Ioana Allen, Commissioner. Oh.
Ioana Allen, Commissioner.
And Tom Paul.
Brian All.
John Hartley.
John Hartley, Ethics Commissioner.
Cherry Pollack, Office of General Counsel.
Kirby Everdorfer, Deputy Director, Ethics Office.
And just to note for the record that we have the door closed, no public are in attendance, and we have a note on the door indicating that it's a shade meeting. So we only have General Counsel, the Ethics Office, and the Ethics Commissioners present in the room at this time.
Okay, so we've got the information in the packet, and I know Carl has sent that out in advance. Hopefully you had a chance to take a look at that. Yes. Carl, you want to take us through at the level you feel like you need to, and then we can backfill with any questions or comments.
Sure, I think the paperwork is self-explanatory if you read it. Mr. Nooney was concerned about a receptionist not sending out his email, and she said, let me get it to Cheryl Brown, and Cheryl Brown sent it out for him. So he has alleged a violation of 602-401, which is misuse of public position or information, and I sent you chapter 602-401. After he sent that complaint, Cheryl Brown sent a response, because as you know, I have about 5 days to give the people who were accused a copy of the complaint. So Cheryl Brown, Lucy got a copy. Cheryl Brown, you have her response saying she did forward the email. And then Mr. Nooney sent another email saying he did admit that the email was sent. I don't know. So I went through the whole thing in my recommendation, and I cited the different rules that I have to go through in evaluating these. So this is, for some of you, your first case of walking through how we do this. But after the initial review on is it notarized, is it within the time period, you know, those basic things, then I take a look at the legal sufficiency. And that's what we're deciding here today. I have to bring the complaint to you with a recommendation as to legal sufficiency under our rules. And at that point, your option is to either find the complaint to be legally sufficient and order an investigation, or to agree with the ethics director that the complaint is insufficient, dismiss it, and notify the complainant. So those are the two choices. And I went through this in my write-up, and there is no law that city council has to send out emails for citizens, but Cheryl Brown did in this case. So I didn't see any, even if the facts as stated in the complaint were true, it doesn't violate our ethics code. So my recommendation was that the complaint is legally insufficient to invoke the jurisdiction of the Ethics Commission and should be dismissed. So there would either be a motion on that or discussion or whatever you want to do.
I just have one quick question, Ms. M. In the response that you send to the complainant, what you just stated in terms of there not being a law with regard to city council being required to send the email out, will you include that in the communication that you send to him?
I would send him exactly the paperwork you've got in front of him, which
okay.
says that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And all email addresses are publicly available if he wanted to send an email himself?
Yes.
To city council?
So it's a convenience that the city council would just take it and blast it out to everybody, which they do. And I also recommended that he sit down with Cheryl Brown and maybe work out what the confusion is. That's sort of a gratuitous thing I offered, but I think that maybe he might have some confusion on what he needs to do to get an email out.
Yeah, he's a regular, so I'm a little baffled as to why he would be confused as to going up there, and do they have a policy for that receptionist as to what she, either she does or I know she said no in the complaint. complaint, it says that, but it doesn't refer to any policy or procedure that they may or may not have with someone that wants to, number one, send an email, or number two, file a complaint with them, you know, with the city council.
Yeah, they have pretty extensive procedures, and Cheryl Brown sent over procedures. There isn't a specific one on sending them out for citizens, because they don't have to do that, but it is their informal policy to send them out. This person, Lucy, was new, and so she didn't really know what to say when he came up. And so she said, well, let me get Cheryl Brown, the director. And then Cheryl came and said, oh, give it to me, I'll send it out. But even if they said, go away, we're not sending it out, it would not be a violation of our ethics code or any Florida law that I know of.
Based on the correspondence, it looks like they do that routinely and really don't discriminate and say yay or nay. It seems like you got it out anyways, but I think there would be a watchful, and if their processes are pretty clear, then I'm probably comfortable, but if they pick and choose, well, this person's nice to me, I'm going to forward it on, and somebody else is not, even though it's not a requirement, they may be setting an unusual precedent there. So if they're following the process, that's probably good.
If you want, I can recommend to Cheryl that she has pretty comprehensive procedures on everything. She's very thorough, that she adds a procedure on this, you know, a line on it, so it's clear what she wants to do or not do, or she doesn't have to do this under Florida law, but she may want to put something in writing on it after this.
Well, I was just going to say, we'll need a motion, and then we can continue discussion if anyone likes.
I would move that we...
Can you get a microphone? Sorry.
I'm sorry. This is Richard Brown. I would make a motion that we follow the recommendation of the ethics officer and dismiss the complaint.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion?
I guess my only question was, why is he on the... I mean, he's quite up on, you know, what we're doing and knows how to get public records. But why is he under the impression that the email is not...
Oh, he admitted in his email that it was sent. He did a follow-up email to the complaint. I sent that to you. I want to see if I have a copy. I have a copy here. He knows it was sent. Okay, so here's his email to me. He calls it... Here's the Reader's Digest version. Let's see. I went up to the fourth floor to leave a message for all the council members. So when I got to the receptionist, Lucy, and asked her, can you send an email to 19 council members to vote no? No, I can't. What do you mean no? You have to do it. When did this policy change? Lucy said 6 months ago. I can't do it was her response. She didn't say who made the decision. She told me to take my issue to Cheryl Brown. And I emailed her, and she emailed me back and sent the email that the council secretary did not send. So, I mean, he admits that Cheryl Brown sent it, but he was thinking that maybe there was some policy saying don't send them anymore. So he was confused about the policy, but there never was the policy to begin with, and it never was changed. They always were sending out the email. So that's why I suggested that he sit down with Cheryl Brown and sort out what the policy is, because apparently Cheryl Brown has always sent it out for a citizen that's come up there. She just automatically doesn't.
So it may be that initial response that made him think that there was something that caused them not to be doing that anymore. And that was the basis of his complaint, it seems.
Right. Right. I think that he had some reason he thought that something had changed, but nothing had changed. So.
Any further discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Cheri, do you need me to vote? I assume
yes,
you do.
You vote.
Okay.
Yes.
I can as chair. Okay.
Yes,
aye.
Yes.
All opposed? Okay. Motion passes. And I think with that, we can call the shade meeting to close, can't we?
That's correct.
Okay.
And just for...
Oh, yes. It is 5:08 p.m.
And just for general information, you can't discuss anything except the particular meeting that's in the shade. Like, we couldn't digress and talk about how we do things in shade meetings or anything. It has to be purely on what's privileged to be in the shade meeting.
And so we have done, and so ends the shade meeting.
Yes.